Start then with Vicky in Duluth, Minnesota, listening on Real Presence Radio. Vicky, what is your challenge for Carlo Broussard?
Well, I come from an interesting background. I was Catholic. I left for 23 years, and I just came back to the church officially not even a few months ago. But
wow, praise God.
Yeah, it's been quite a really interesting journey, one that I fought. I did not want to come back, but God had other ideas. And I am embracing it, and I love it, and people are noticing. And so I've had people, former Catholics, coming up to me and wanting to hear my story, which is kind of interesting, and which I will not relay the whole thing. But I'm pretty okay with most things, and I refer them to some excellent books, but I still have purgatory.
Sure.
How do I easily explain purgatory? Because I can do the saints, I can do Mary, I can do all that. But
okay,
the purgatory things.
Yes. Well, thank you, Vicky, for your call. If we could take Vicky's question and put it in the form of today's show, how can the Catholic Church teach purgatory when the Bible says in John 19:30, when Jesus says on the cross, "It is finished"? Many times the Catholic doctrine, or dogma, I should say, of purgatory seems to go against, militate against, undercut, or contradict the fact that Jesus says it is finished. There's nothing left. But purgatory presupposes that there is something left to be done after the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. So how do we respond to that? Well, first of all, Jesus' sacrifice on the cross takes away the sin of the world, as John the Baptist states in John 1:29. We call this in theology the objective dimension of redemption or salvation, right? So Jesus unites the human race back to God and merits for us the forgiveness of sins and the supernatural life of God. We call it sanctifying grace. But Jesus, Vicky, it's important to remember, Jesus also wills that that grace be applied to our souls throughout our life. So we come to an initial state of salvation when we're incorporated into Jesus Christ through the sacrament of baptism, 1 Peter 3:21 for biblical reference for that. But then there's something left after that. Listen to this. Here's a key text, Vicky. In Philippians 1:6, St. Paul writes, "I am sure that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." Notice Christ begins the good work in us, but there is a process of sanctification of the soul being made holy throughout our lives through good works of charity and mercy, etc., in order to be brought to completion at the end of our particular judgment, when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Now, purgatory is that final state of purification where the good work that Christ began in us is finally brought to completion. That is to say, if it's not made complete at the moment I die. So purgatory has nothing to do with, you know, a second chance to where maybe I was going to hell, but now I can go to heaven. No, all of the souls in purgatory are those who've died in friendship with Christ, that is, with sanctifying grace. They are guaranteed salvation. It's just simply the final purification where that good work Christ has done in us is brought to completion. And Vicky, the key text you want to turn to in order to establish explicitly this state of existence in the afterlife that's neither heaven nor hell, you want to go to St. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 11 through 15, and what you'll find there, Vicky, as St. Paul is describing how a soul on the day of judgment, which is, according to Hebrews 9:27, in the afterlife, and that soul suffers loss because there's venial sins present on the soul, so it can't be heaven because it has sins and suffering there. But St. Paul says the soul or the individual would be saved as if through fire, which indicates a purgation, a purification, where the individual is saved, which tells us it can't be hell because nobody can be saved from hell. Hell's everlasting, right? It's eternal. So there we have St. Paul talking about a state of existence in the afterlife that's neither heaven nor hell. And it's a purification process, right? It's a state of purification. We simply call that purgatory. So those are the couple of, that's the way I would approach it, Vicky. Is that helpful for you?
Yeah, actually very, very helpful.
Fantastic. And Vicki, you know, you can check out our website at Catholic.com, and we have scores of articles on the doctrine of purgatory. In fact, purgatory is the number one searched term still to this day, I believe, on our website. So we have tons of material and resources for you. So thank you, Vicki.